Hi there, I'm Mark Swallow, and I'm glad you are joining me for today's God Is podcast. Let's get started learning who God is. Thank you for joining me today from wherever you are and by however you listen, as we meet together coast to coast here in the United States and all the way around the world. I hope you are well. Let me read our scripture as we begin. This is Genesis chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, "Indeed, has God said, you shall not eat from any tree of the garden?" That was Genesis 3, verse 1. And we have stopped on this third word in the verse, serpent. The word is serpent. And last time I asked the first question of this new series, what is this serpent? That is what I want to answer. Thus far, we have seen five things that are true about the serpent. Let's review. First, in this verse, we are in the garden in Eden with Adam and Eve, and we have to admit that we are not told how this serpent is in the garden. We are only told that it is here. The setting is the garden in Eden, and herein is the serpent. That's first. Second, God created the serpent. God made the serpent. The serpent is one of the beasts of the field that the Lord God had made. So God made the serpent. We're just reviewing, so I am moving speedily. The third thing we learned about this serpent is that because God created the serpent, that makes the serpent good. Listen to Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. We read this after God finishes creating the world and everything in it. God saw all that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening and there was morning the sixth day. Genesis 1:31. God saw the serpent and thought of it. God declared it good. Indeed, he includes it among the very good. And then fourth, we are told this serpent was crafty. And we talked about what being crafty means. And we saw that the serpent being crafty was not necessarily a bad trait. It can be quite a good trait. However, we will learn soon how Satan perverted the craftiness of the serpent for his own deceitful purposes, as our theologian friend John Calvin says. God is the one who made the serpent crafty, but Satan then exploited that trait and used it for evil intentions. And again, we will see this when we talk about the nature of the relationship between Satan and this serpent. And then last time, we came to this fifth thing that is true about this serpent. The serpent was not a snake as we commonly think of a snake. When this serpent approached Eve, I believe it stood upright. To quote Merrill Unger, this serpent in verse 1 was not a writhing reptile. It was not a writhing reptile. But when we sneak ahead into Genesis 3 and verse 14, we read this. I'm reading in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 14. The Lord God said to the serpent, "Because you have done this, cursed are you more than all cattle and more than every beast of the field. On your belly you will go, and dust you will eat all the days of your life." Once cursed by God, on the belly the serpent will go. And that, my friends, is why we think of a serpent as a snake. The snake always slithers around on its belly. It does not stand upright like a man or a woman does. But that is as a result of sin. Here at Genesis 3, just before Adam and Eve sin, this serpent, I believe, likely stood erect in its approach to Eve. If you were not with us yesterday, then you can get all the details on these five insights by listening to the free God Is podcast found at godisministry.org. And now let's push ahead to a sixth insight I have for us this morning, this afternoon, or this evening, whatever time it is where you are listening. Sixth, this serpent speaks. And this is weird, isn't it? A talking serpent? What in the world is this? It's not a fairy tale. This is not a fable. We're reading this in the Bible. This is an historical fact. But this is not normal. And now you may think animals talk. Maybe you are sure your pet talks to you. But not like this, it doesn't. Because when this serpent speaks, he asks a question that is a moral question. The serpent asks Eve, "Has God said, 'You shall not eat from any tree of the garden?'" Writing about this in his readable and short book on Genesis 3, Edward J. Young, who taught for years at Westminster Theological Seminary in Pennsylvania, says, quote, "This raises a problem. A serpent speaks, but the serpent, a non-moral creature, suggests thoughts that are of a moral nature. The words of the serpent are morally wicked, but how can thoughts of a moral nature arise in a creature which does not have the capacity for moral distinctions? A snake is a mere snake. It does not know the difference between right and wrong. How then can a mere snake, which is not a moral creature, make moral distinctions, as this snake is doing?" End quote. I agree here with Edward Young. This raises a problem. Our sixth insight into the serpent is problematic. By the way, if you want this quote, like all quotes I give, just write to me and ask for it, and I will send it to you. Our sixth point is this: the serpent talks. Well, thankfully, the problem raised, how can this serpent speak, is answered in this next big, important insight. If you miss everything else I have said, get ready to capture this. What follows is our seventh insight into what this serpent is. This serpent is the tool of the devil. Satan is behind the serpent. The evil one here is really Satan. Another way to say this, Satan is not the serpent, but Satan has possessed the serpent. There will certainly be those of you who have assumed, maybe for years, that this serpent in Genesis 3 is itself Satan. I do not believe that. I see a distinction between Satan and the serpent as living beings, but I certainly believe that the devil is going to use the serpent to accomplish his wicked plans. We know from elsewhere in the Bible that this is what Satan does. Listen, if you would, to the Apostle Paul writing to the Corinthians in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14. Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Something that is very true of Satan is that he disguises himself. And right here at the start of the Bible in Genesis 3, verse 1, Satan distinguishes himself as a serpent. The final book of the Bible, the Revelation, says this in Revelation chapter 12 and verse 9. "And the great dragon was thrown down, the serpent of old, who is called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." Revelation, the last book of the Bible, tells us exactly who the serpent is in Genesis, the first book of the Bible. The serpent of old is really the devil, Satan, and he did what? He deceived the whole world. We'll consider his great deception in the question he asks. Also in the Revelation, and this time Revelation chapter 20 and verse 2, we read this, "And he laid hold of the dragon, the serpent of old, who is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. There again is this identification of the serpent of old as really being the devil, Satan. For note takers, and so you can read these later, I've quoted 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, Revelation 12, verse 9, and Revelation 20, verse 2. That is 2 Corinthians 11, verse 14, Revelation 12, verse 9, and Revelation 20, verse 2. So I want to emphasize with my seventh insight into who or what this serpent is in Genesis 3, verse 1, the serpent was not Satan, but Satan has so possessed the serpent as to be the devil's tool. Satan is at work. The serpent is an instrument of Satan. Quoting Dr. Jung again, when the serpent speaks, the serpent was usurping to itself a prerogative which it did not rightfully possess. Indeed, Satan entered into the serpent, and using it as his disguise, he said that which was not his prerogative, which was not rightfully his to say. God can speak, Adam can speak, Eve can speak, but a serpent is not supposed to speak. But Satan can speak, and he speaks through this serpent. I'll say this again. God can speak, Adam can speak, Eve can speak, but a serpent is not supposed to speak. But Satan can speak, and he speaks through this serpent. Satan uses the serpent as his disguise, and then he talks. I hope this is clear. If not, you have two options. One will be to write to me with your questions. I am happy to both receive and answer those. Two will be to keep listening to God Is, because we are going to begin to talk quite a bit about Satan and who he is. And so if what I have said today is confusing to you, these are your options. And if you stick with me, I promise this will all become more and more obvious to you when you see what he is up to here in Genesis chapter 3. For now, we have seven insights into the serpent, and tomorrow we will pick up right here on God Is. Thank you for listening to this God Is podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.